We're learning Shmiras HaLoshon, Shara Zechira, Perig Yedalid, the paragraph which begins, Al Kain Imakir HaNoshim. We just finished discussing yesterday that the ears of a person will be the ones punished first for listening to the Lashon Hara, and it was explained by the Chafetz Chaim, just like when there's a Chas Hashem, there's a fire that breaks out in the person's house, the first place that the fire reaches, that's the place that will get burned first. So too, the ears of the person are the ones that listen, hear, and accept that Lashon Hara, and those ears will be punished first. Al Kain continues the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon, Imakir Anoshim Shehem Bali Leitzonus. If you come across people that you know that these people are Bali Leitzonus, it's not hard. You don't need a metal detector to figure out. It starts beeping. Oh, these are Bali Leitzonus. You can hear them a mile away usually. Oy Misapri Lashon Hara. Would these people speak Lashon Hara? Yizahir Mo'id, be very careful. Milikonis Bechavurosam. Don't enter into their group in the first place. Don't enter into that conversation. Don't mingle with them. That's what we're being told now. Afilu im lo yisayeo lem klal. Turning the page in the English edition. Even if you're not going to enhance the conversation by saying your own thoughts on the matter, don't even be part of it. Pen yeonish b'sibasam, because maybe a person will be punished with them as well.
Because you're listening to me.
Well, let's see. He'll explain. Chamoy shekasavnu kama pam v'shem chazal, as is explained many times already in the name of chazal. He'll explain this whole concept. Well, if he mash onu royin hayoyim b'avon sinu harabim shenifrutz isu lashon harim l'moid, according to what we see nowadays, how the isu of lashon hara is spread. People don't even think twice. Roy l'chol mishe noga yiras Hashem b'libo. It's appropriate. Anybody who has yiras Hashem burning in his heart, shelo yileshe b'chaburus anoshim, he should not sit down with a group of people. Im lo shemakirim shehem nisharim midiburim hasurim, unless he knows beforehand that they are careful with what they say. Asu Anshi Yerushalayim, Kedisim Sanhedrin, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, by Anshi Yerushalayim, they wouldn't sit down to eat unless they knew the people who they were eating with. Kiapi Roiv Matsi Me'oid Shal Yidei Hakibutz Boim Leloshin Hara Rechilot Zashar Dibur Masurim, that the dibur, through a lot of different discussions, a different speech, comes to lashon hara, rechilus, and other forbidden words. So we just have to realize here, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us there's something called a hechsher. There's a hechsher for shumas ha'maisris. A person goes to Eretz Yisrael, or he has the Jaffa oranges. He has the oranges from Eretz Yisrael. You have to know, was Shumas and Mises taken? It's a reliable heksher, it's a good heksher. He wants to eat some food. Oh, where's the meat from? Who? I get phone calls from people who come out of town. They want to know. Community kashrus, community K. The bezdin of the kashrus there. Yeah, tell them it's a reliable heksher. It's good. The Chafetz Chaim is educating us. He's telling us we have to also put into our radar screen not just about the kashrus of the food that goes into our mouth, and not just the food, the words that come out of our mouth, but the environment that we sit in. What kind of people are these people that we sit with? That we will be sitting with? Now, we're not talking about a situation where you get a place card and you see that by chasna you're seated at a certain table. So, excuse me, sir, do you speak Lashon Hara? No, that's not what we're talking about. If you do, you know, you realize, I know you might have started your soup, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave because we're not talking about such a case like that. We don't do that. He's going to say, is that a black jacket or do you need a white jacket? You know, a straight jacket. It's a sugar though, you're crazy. That's not what we're talking about. We have seichel. We know what we're talking about. We see groups of people sometimes. That doesn't mean we should walk around and thinking lowly of them. Because what happens is, the Yetzer Hara, he's very smart. And what happens is, if we look down at such people like this, we become Baal Gaiva. And then when we become Baal Gaiva, you know what happens to us? We speak bad about them. Then someone else says, ooh, I can't speak with him because he's a Baal Lashon Hara. And we're thinking, he's the Baal Lashon Hara, not me. So Yetzer Hara doesn't stop because we didn't sit down with those people. He continues, oh, I have to get him somewhere else. So let me put in his mind how he's much better than these other people. Very important point that we need a hechsher, a kashrus for the people that we're going to be mingling with. And it's nothing to take lightly. This is exactly what our whole Olam Haba is relying upon. Over MS, he says in the next paragraph, Misha Yeshua Lev Novoin Sarech Livroyach Micha Burus Anoshim Bali Kronois Kivarech Menesh. A person who has any seichel, a Lev Novoin, any kind of understanding, he has to realize to run away from such people like he runs from a fire. A roaring fire. Now, I want to suggest, as I'm saying these words, it popped into my mind the intensity, severity of what he's telling us here. Many times, I'll use the childish word of popularity. You have a group of people together, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. You're by yourself or you're with one other person. So you see 5, 6 people and you see 1, 2 people. Which one looks more enticing to be part of that group? The group of the 5, 6 people. The cool kids or whatever it might be, whatever the words are. That same concept applies with adults, by adults. The popular people. So one would be drawn to participate with them. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us, realize what these groups of people are standing for. Run from it like a roaring fire. The Chavetz Chaim now is going to tell us, why enter into that situation? That if a person finds himself among such people, what happens next is that he's going to have to tell them he has the mitzvah of Teichacha now. Excuse me, you have to stop. Typically, the Baal Kronos is people are doing nothing, but nothing productive. Nothing productive, yes. So the Chavetz Chaim will be telling us now that if a person enters in such a group to group people, he'll have to respond to these people. And if he doesn't respond to these people, he'll be punished along them as well, with them as well. And that's, Neil, what we discussed earlier. And he's going to continue on the next page and elaborate and clarify exactly that point, which we'll, if we don't have time today, we'll see that tomorrow. He says, Dim yishma ledivreihem v'yila la noisam gam hu yeyonish. If a person hears these words that he entered into this conversation, and he hears these words of leitzanus, of Lashon Hara, he will be punished with them. He's now quoting Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva. A person asher yishma is divrei b'nei adam medabrim Lashon Hara, a person who hears the words of people speaking Lashon Hara. Oy ki yishma kol ped doiver nevola, or words of inappropriate speech. Oy yoyshe besoid mesachakim boizei toira mitzvahis.
Yosim Yad al Peh.
Gamze Yonish. And he's amongst people who are mocking Limra Torah, mocking doing mitzvahs. Tamidei Chachamim. Unfortunately, these things exist. We're talking about people who keep Shabbos now. This is a concept that people who, they knock Torah. They knock the mitzvahs. They knock Tamidei Chachamim. And the person who's sitting around them, standing there, and does not rebuke them and respond to them, because he feels they're not going to listen, they probably won't listen. Nonetheless, Gamze Yonish. He also will be punished. Kilo Yanek Silam Bivaltam. He did not answer these fools with their mistake. Pen Yomruloi, because then they're going to say to him, Ki hu kimoi heim. He's like them. He agrees. All that rabbi, oh, he doesn't know anything. Whatever the words are, they might be saying. He's agreeing to them. Shtika kaida. They learn. They're lamdanim. Shtika kaida. If he's quiet, means he agrees. Afki yischayv lano yisviligor rahem las is goydil latoyer lamitzvayis asher bazu logu lahem ikanid lechvay noki vitzadik asher yasichu. What should this person do? He's obligated to stand up for the sake of Hashem, l'man Hashem. And for those who, Tamidei Chachamim, and the Torah and the mitzvahs that these people were mocking, he has to be magdal the Torah and elevate the Torah. And make right what they did wrong. This is one of those situations where one is obligated to get up and leave and not remain in the company of such people like this. Why? Ki yeonish b'shamay is devrayim haroyim. He will be punished when he hears these words, v'yilola anoysam, and he holds himself back, he prevents himself from responding to them. V'zeh adavar mefayish v'divri shloimish nemar v'goymer aykan l'shoynoy. Rabbi Yoyne says these words are elaborated from Shlomo HaMelech l'chacham yikol adam. Let's just review what we just said over here. The Chafetz Chaim is telling us, watch where we go. Watch where we go. We find out that there's a heksher on the food before you put the food in the mouth. There's a concept of watching the words we say. There's another concept. Watch who you sit with. Because in that conversation, if it comes out that those people are discussing Dvar Masurim and mocking and scorning Tamid HaChachamim and the Torah, and one does not rebuke them, he'll be punished with them. He has to pick himself up and get away from them. But the first thing is he has to make sure he doesn't go there. Yes. Now the Chafetz Chaim will bring a mashal about how a person who is involved with a bad group of people, he will be punished with them as well. Ure'e yachi, see my brothers, shim yamdu asora noshim biyachad. You have 10 people who are in a group together. V'yitofeis echad mehen b'koylar al eza avla. One of these 10 are taken to jail for doing something wrong. Shenishma Allah Shaasa Shalika Hagin was heard about him, he did something incorrectly. Yakuhul Abesa Shaiftim, they brought him to the judges, Lidroy Shalakhkari Soy Hatev, Al Aidis, Avla Shanishma Allah. And they wanted to be Dorish Vakar to investigate about him because of those things that they think he did. Does he admit to his mistakes? No. Vuloy Hoidalza, he does not admit to his crime. So what happens next? So go ahead, they go back to these 9 other people, and they grab them. They bring them to jail. They investigate them. They want to find out, maybe they have information about this person. Maybe they'll know the truth of the situation. Even though they know themselves, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. shall yodom yisgal et harmis liboy shall rishon. They're only taken to jail because they were in the environment in the same surroundings with this other person. In the meantime, they're sitting in jail and they feel really bad at the fact that they were involved with this person, because he's the source why they were taken to jail. Because through this person, all of these problems started. When Hashem helps them, that they leave peacefully without any problems. They're very careful not to have anything to do with this person. Why? They don't want this to happen again. They don't want to be pulled into the same scenario a second time. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? Anil, this is the answer to the question which you asked in the beginning of the shir. What does it mean that he is involved with these people? What should he do? As we know, in the future, everyone who was involved will be punished. The one who spoke to Lashon Hara, the ones who listened to the Lashon Hara, the ones who were involved just standing by there and not rebuking. How much we have to run away from this. And when the Yitzhahara persuades the person to enter into this group of people, he should think to himself, listen, I have my own affairs to deal with. Why do I have to be in there also because of his averus? His averus, let him take care of. I'll take care of my averus. I don't have to be involved with his averus. Let this person overpower the Yitzhahara psychologically by saying such words like this.